retired Army General Don Bolduc, U.S. Senate Republican candidate, joining us, GMI Studios. General, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Jack, and you?
Good. I want to throw this one out. We haven't had you on in a bit. I gave some commentary. I usually don't weigh in on these things. But a number of weeks ago, there was a national reporter. You had done an interview on Fox because of your military expertise, and she was questioning something you said. And somehow this was covered nationally, that somehow you weren't fit to be a Senate candidate because of this. And then about a week later, an article came out. All you said was our special operatives, and you would know because you commanded them on a continent in your 30-year military career. You know more about military operations than this national reporter could even tie your shoelaces on. And I don't know who she is, but the point is, you said special operatives could really help in and around Ukraine. And then we see a report that the Green Berets have been very helpful in training the Ukrainians to be a better, more smart, intelligent army against the Russians. I don't think you were really wrong on that. How did that one go sideways?
Well, Jack, let's face it. I'm going to be perfectly blunt here. It was a political hit, right? That's all it is. It made absolutely no sense. I served in the military for 33 and a half years. I have a master's degree in strategic studies from the War College. I have been on the ground in multiple continents doing this type of business. I'm a student of history. And it just didn't make any sense. It was just a political hit. I have been very vocal about the administration. I've been very vocal about the lack of leadership in the Department of Defense and in the Department of State because it was the right thing to do. And those criticisms will never go unchallenged. She was used, and I think we haven't heard much from her yet. Everything that I said has come true.
No, I knew it at the time. I'm like, here you have, because you had come on our show and talked about Putin, Russia, Ukraine. We've had one of your colleagues, retired General Kevin Ryan, who you probably know now, a New Hampshire resident, like you from the Army. It's just when I was a journalist, and now I'm a talk show host, and there's a difference, General. You know the difference. But when I was a journalist, I tended to respect people who had served the country and especially had some stars in their shoulder as kind of knowing what they were talking about. That was me. Maybe I'm old school.
Well, excuse me. Listen, I don't get out of my lane. I talk about what I know. I have over 2.5 hours of national television hits. And on TV, I was on recently last week with Fox and Friends, Laura Ingraham, and Newsmax. And so, my expertise is still, is sought. It's the only one that's sought, right? You don't see Maggie Hassan being asked any questions. You don't see anybody else I'm running against being asked any questions right about these very critical national security questions. And so, listen, I don't know everything. And I'm willing to concede when I'm wrong, and I think that's a good trait. But, again, this was just a political attack, and, I'm going to keep moving forward.
Let me talk about the race. You mentioned Maggie Hassan. There's a report out that in the last quarter, the Hassan Senate campaign, I think, raised about $4.3 million, $7.5 million on hand. We had Corey Lewandowski on the show yesterday, and he's still close with former President Trump. And sources are telling me they're trying to recruit Wendy Long, who had been a U.S. Senate candidate, I think a lawyer in New York, or I think that's a state, maybe has a home here in New Hampshire to run. And Lewandowski said that the candidates running, presumably that would be you, Kevin Smith, Chuck Morris, are not raising enough money to take on effectively Maggie Hassan, and therefore that disqualifies you somehow. You're not raising millions like Maggie Hassan. How do you respond to that?
Well, I've been in this campaign for a year and a half, and I think many people forget that. And I've been running this campaign for a year and a half. When I started, I was 40 points behind Maggie Hassan. I'm now 4 points behind Maggie Hassan. There isn't a Republican in sight in these polls. And certainly, Corey Lewandowski needs to look at New Hampshire a little bit closer. Money does matter for campaigns. You have to run your campaign. But it's message over money here. And I've been out there on the ground in all 10 counties for a year and a half. Nobody else has the infrastructure I have. She can't pay enough money to get the infrastructure I have. 900 volunteers, committee chairs in all counties, cities and towns. We have such a great network here, and it shows. I have spent zero on advertising. She has spent nearly $11 million. She's come down in the polls, and I've gone up to 4 points behind her. So you tell me, right? Money does matter. You need to run your campaign. But it really matters to people who want to get paid a lot of money to provide their services to campaigns. One of the biggest lessons I learned last time is there are a lot of people out there that want your money, so they want you to raise a lot of money because the more money you raise, the more benefit they get.
Real quickly.
Now, that's not how I'm running my campaign. I'm running my campaign through, with, and by the people of the Granite State.
Two questions for you, Don Bolduc, Republican, U.S. Senate candidate on Good Morning New Hampshire. I want to ask you, if you were elected to the U.S. Senate, would you support a committee hearing at some point down the road on following the money in the whole COVID federal response just to see where the millions went? Would you support, do you think there are any questions of wrongdoing from the CDC point of view of indirect special interest or just how the money was doled out? I'm just asking, would you support an open door hearing on that? And go ahead, I'll let you answer quickly, and then I had one more question about the border.
Sure. I absolutely do. Right now we're tracking $80 billion that can't be accounted for and that's been improperly used to COVID dollars. That is not COVID dollars. That's American taxpayer dollars, and we need accountability on it.
Southwest border. I asked Senator Hassan recently. I think she has some Homeland Security oversight. I continue to hear about fentanyl. I talked with someone this morning. Good friend of hers in Maine just found out her young son, who's a good, good kid, no idea. Parents didn't know for 6 months, has become addicted to drugs. I'm sure fentanyl is a part of that. It's coming into our streets and region from the border. Yet the Biden administration just wanted to lift basically Title 42, which would even bring in more folks without knowing what was coming in and how the cartel takes advantage of a porous border. If you were grading Senator Hassan for her speaking up on trying to make the borders more secure with A being good, F being bad, what would the grade be?
Well, the grade would be F. She's done absolutely nothing. And look at our open borders. We have a 200% increase in the problem here in New Hampshire and across the United States. This is bad. The open borders are creating all kinds of problems, not just with fentanyl, but with other illicit trafficking like human trafficking and weapons and crime. And we're bringing in millions and millions of illegals into communities, which is costing millions and millions of dollars and adding a lot of stress. We can't account for them. Plus, the big question mark is how many terrorists are coming in here with the idea of organizing cells. We don't even know that. Our critical infrastructure is vulnerable. Cyber is vulnerable. This whole border question, she has not spoken up. She's gone with the Biden administration on every single bad decision that has to do with the border, has to do with energy. And that's why we sit here with huge costs in gas, heating, food, and a porous border that is weakening our homeland security to the point where it's becoming critical.
All right, Don Bolduc, if people want to learn more about the campaign, the website?
Go to www.donbolduc.com, and God bless you and your listeners, Jack.
Thank you, retired Army General, and thank you for your service, and we'll get you back again soon. Good Morning, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you very much.